Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Central campus. We jumped back into our series called Senior Moments, where the big idea has been don't forget to look up. We've been looking at Hebrews chapter 11, and this week at Lewis Center, we looked at some of the characters in Hebrews 11 that aren't even really named. And one of those, Hebrews 11, verses 32 and 33, says, "Some of whom stopped the mouths of lions." If you've been around church very much, you know that's a reference to Daniel and the lion's den. And so we talked about that narrative from the Old Testament. I know a lot of you know the story of Daniel and King Darius and his life being found really so spotless. I mean, the other leaders, the other Babylonian leaders, they kind of CSI'd his life, right? I mean, they investigated it, microscoped it, and they couldn't find anything except with respect to prayer. Daniel would pray every day to God, and so they kind of tricked the king into throwing Daniel into the lion's den, which the king really didn't want to do, and God miraculously proved himself faithful in Daniel's life by sparing him and sparing his life. And so we talked about two things in regards to Daniel in the lion's den. The first one is that success in the crisis comes from success in the process. We talked about how you don't just roll out of bed and win spiritual battles like this in your life. And Daniel had this consistency of praying three times a day. And I think the leaders in Babylon thought, well, look, Daniel's just like us. So if we investigate his life, you know, we'll see that if we check the cookies on his computer, that he looks at pornography. If we check his tax returns, we'll find out that he, you know, hedges on his personal expenses. If you listen real closely to his conversations, he probably slips in a little gossip every now and then, just like we do. But when they did, they found out Daniel was not like them at all. In the New Testament, you know, Paul makes an interesting comment when Paul says, hey, imitate me. And I know for a lot of us, we would say, oh, no, I wouldn't tell anybody to do that. I wouldn't tell anybody. But Paul did. Paul, not out of arrogance, but out of confidence in the way that he follows Christ. And so I think for a lot of us, what we would say is, well, Dean, I could maybe be more faithful, but I've got this wrong in my life and this crisis and this thing. And I would just say to all of us, self-included, that if we look at areas of our lives and there are patterns of extended failure where you lose your temper or you lose your fidelity or, you know, whatever it is, the problem's probably not the crisis. Crises have this tendency to reveal the things that are already in our hearts. One of my seminary professors said, you really don't know someone until they don't get their way. Then you find out who they really are. And so we stress this idea that we don't want to just go through tests, but we want to grow through tests because tests create trust. So that means that we need rhythms for meeting with God regularly. And, you know, the whole idea there is that hesitation leads to rationalization. Daniel says to the king, hey, if you think for 1 minute, the next morning, you know, when he discovers, if you think for 1 minute, I question what I was doing. No way, I prayed all night. And when you look over in Daniel 9, one of the prayers that Daniel prays is a verbatim quote from Deuteronomy 30. So I think I was just reminded how much God's word fuels God's will in prayer, especially. A lot of times we don't know what to pray. We don't know what God wants from us, but we can always pray God's word. And I think for me, God's just reminding me if I want to pray well, I need to know God's word well. So how much are you actively knowing God's word? You know, we have an opportunity right now as we enter into the Build series coming up this fall, that we have the opportunity to pray together as a church for 40 days. I'm sure you talked about it this past weekend at your campus. You can go to the blog section of our website and you can sign up there to pray. You pick a day. You sign up for a day. There's a prayer guide there built in that you download that you can pray through once on that day, multiple times on that day. But our goal is to have at least 200 people commit to pray over the next 40 days. That's 5 people per day to God for this Build initiative that God has laid out in front of us, that we would make a difference. And we would make a difference the way that Daniel did. You know, when Daniel gets thrown into that lion's den, you know, you've got the king who was up all night worrying. You've got Daniel's enemies who are up all night partying. And it appears like, you know, Daniel's the only one who gets a good night's sleep. And really, in reality, this just points us, as we try and talk about every week, how these passages point us to Christ. You know, Jesus faced his own lion's den in some respects The difference is that Daniel prayed and God heard him, and Jesus prayed in the garden and his prayer was not heard. It was not answered in the way that he wanted. But in the same way that Daniel was thrown into the lion's den and sealed up with that tomb was sealed up with a rock. I mean, Jesus was thrown into a tomb and left for dead only to come out alive. God miraculously raised him from the dead to give us new life. And so what we decided was that life really comes down to two lions. Simon Peter says that there is one lion who's on the prowl seeking to devour our lives. He's a roaring lion. And then there's another lion that Revelation says is the lion of the tribe of Judah who sacrifices himself and will be eternally praised. So really it comes down to which of the lions we're going to choose and which of the lions we're going to choose to follow today. Right now, you have the opportunity to engage God through his word, pray to him, and allow him to fuel his will, his activity in the process. So I want to pray for us. And then for something right now, maybe you're hesitating about, maybe there's a crisis right now in your life. Maybe you'll engage God, not just in the crisis, but in the process as well. God, I pray that you'll help us this week to look up, to pay attention to you, to what you're doing. God, not to get stuck looking down all the time at the things that are wrong or things that don't matter eternally. And I pray, God, as we engage our day today, that you would walk with us. Now I want to give you the opportunity to take just a second here and pray. Well, once again, thanks for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. And certainly for those of you who are coming to Lewis Center, just a reminder that this coming Sunday, we'll have our one big service where we're both celebrating 15 years as a church and celebrating the groundbreaking of our new facility this Sunday on October the 20th. Remember, only one service this Sunday at 10:30. Get there early. I would encourage you to be there at least 30 minutes early. Make sure you wear outdoorsy kinds of clothes as we get together and celebrate both what God has done and what God's got for our future. God bless you guys. Have a great week.